With Empire KVCR News, I'm Megan Jamerson. Retired educational assistant with special ed children, Agnes Gibney is one of the candidates for California's 31st Congressional District. Gibney is a Republican, and this is her first time running for the House of Representatives. Agnes, thank you for being on the program.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so if elected, what will your work be like if President Trump wins re-election?
Well, my work is, number one, I want to have boots on the ground. I want to be the people's representative for both parties, unlike it is now, one-party system. I would like to have an open-door policy with constituents, regardless of their political party. And when I have regular meetings with constituents to find out what is the issues in their district, because obviously I'm not going to be able to be everywhere in D.C. and here all the time, but I want to have regular meetings with my constituents and be available for my constituents to answer and to help with any issues that may arise.
And how would your work be different if former Vice President Joe Biden wins?
I would still hold myself to the same principles, and unlike my opponent, I would work with both sides. Instead of trying to bring Joe Biden down, I would try to make the best of it and work for the better of the country. My opponent, unfortunately, said that he is doing everything against President Trump. And that's very counterproductive. And I would want to work with both sides to come up with a better solution for better policies to benefit everybody in our country, not to to dismantle everything that we have worked all these 200-plus years, and because we don't like the president or we don't like somebody or another. I would definitely work with both parties.
Okay, and that touches on my follow-up question, which was, is how would you reach out to members of opposing parties to work together on issues and try to find compromise?
By having an open-door policy, an open mind. If somebody from the opposing party has a great idea, I'll be happy to listen to and adopt their idea. I am not going to just work on saying I'm only working and listening to Republicans, because that's not how our Constitution was meant to be. The country was supposed to all work, both parties work together for the benefit of the greater good, and that's what I want to continue implementing or start, because right now we don't have that. It's pretty much a one-party system. They're ignoring the other side. It's like a war zone in D.C.
Okay, so switching now to issues, what do you think are the top three issues facing your district?
Well, San Bernardino has been rated the worst city to raise a family in the United States or in California. I would first like to have a group to study what we can do for the homeless. If they need mental help, then give them mental health. If they need drug assistance, give them drug assistance. And try to bring businesses back to the community, because San Bernardino has been pretty much desolate. There's no businesses. There's no economy coming into San Bernardino. They were at the verge of bankrupt, or I think they did bankrupt. I want to invite and encourage businesses to come back. That would encourage people in the community to invest in their own community and facilitate economy to come back and improve their quality of life. I also would like to have regular meetings to bring law enforcement in the community back, because what's happening with law enforcement nowadays, it is very disconcerting and disappointing that they're not allowing law enforcement to do their jobs. They're criminalizing law enforcement. And if one does something wrong, let that one officer go to trial, have justice prevail. But you don't criminalize every law enforcement officer. And I would like communities to start having a better relationship and, above all, respect for law enforcement.
And so on that topic, then, what about Black Lives Matter in policing? Like, how do we build more trust between minority communities and the police?
First of all, you mentioned Black Lives Matter. Every life matters. Black Lives Matter, the organization, I don't support at all. because they're a Marxist organization. When they go out to protest, there is no peaceful protest. Their protest is to call you names, to attack you, to pull people out of their cars, to break into stores, to burn buildings down. When we need to stop that and arrest every single one and prosecute to the full extent of the law. Every life matters. One life is not more important than the other. But this group, Black Lives Matter, is not really speaking up for Black lives. Because if they would have, why aren't they screaming and burning down Chicago, where many, many Blacks are being killed by other Blacks? Why aren't they out there raising havoc? This is their agenda. If you go on their page, seems like every money diverts back to the Democratic Party. They are instigating, unfortunately, it looks that way, they're instigating more violence instead of saying, please keep down, let's let justice prevail. No, they are instigating. When George Floyd was killed, it was a horrible, horrible tragedy, and my heart goes out to him, to his family, and to the community, but it did not warrant burning down their own communities, people coming in from different areas to burn down their communities, and they went along with it. Now they have nothing. And did they progress in any way, shape, or form with the respect that they're trying to gain? No, they don't want respect. They want control, and this is a dictatorship, and we need to fight back against that. We should not allow them to continue with this Marxist agenda that they have.
A majority of protests have been peaceful, according to reports. So,
according to reports, no, they have not. If you look at Hollywood, all the burning of the buildings, the looting, the stealing, how is it that you break into a shoe store and steal hundreds of pairs of Nikes and brand name shoes supporting Black Lives Matter?
Now shifting to the coronavirus pandemic, how well do you think it's being dealt with on a local, state, and federal level?
I think we jumped the gun a little way too fast, and we have not been advised. I understand the virus is a very serious virus, and we have to all take responsibility and precautions, but it did not warrant shutting down our country for over 9 months. That was not okay. That destroyed businesses, mom-and-pop businesses, destroyed businesses that would never come back, and that was not okay.
And what about the federal level?
Well, the same thing, the federal level. They all jumped in too quickly to shut down. But the other part of the federal level is all the stimulus money that they sent out, they did an absolutely poor job. Those that really needed the help didn't get them, or at least not in a timely manner, and those that didn't need them got them. I know people that make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in income, and both him and his wife got $1,200 stimulus check. Did the government spend any effort in checking to see who really needs it and who doesn't? No, they sent it to everybody. And that was very, very irresponsible of our government to do, because we are already trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. They had no checks and balances. They just dished it out money like it was, like we can just print more. This country is in terrible financial debt that not even our children or grandchildren will ever be able to pay back. And the federal government is spending more and more money without being responsible. If you only have $2,000 in your bank account, you're not going to go out and spend $5,000. And this is what our government is doing. Very irresponsible.
One last topic related to California. As wildfires rage on, how should the state be approaching wildfires and more broadly climate change?
Well, the forest fires have been the forests have been neglected for a very long time, and we should have gone back a long time ago of forestry control, clearing out the underbrush, cutting down trees that were diseased by the beetle infestation. all of that has been ignored. I would leave it up to experts who have been advising, who has been guiding this issue, and nothing was done. It was just neglected. And have little breaks between one area and another. If there is a lightning that strikes and a forest gets on fire, you know, catches on fire, that it's not going to continue forever. Have a break in between areas to prevent fire from spreading. And listen to the experts.
Agnes Gibney, Republican candidate running for California's 31st congressional district seat. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
I'm Megan Jamerson. This is Empire KVCR News.